Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcasts. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So this week, we're actually going to be heading to the parks.
Oh my goodness.
Not really, though. No. Turns out we're not California residents.
No.
Being Canadian.
Yeah, that's kind of our thing.
Yeah. But A Touch of Disney just opened up at California Adventure, and we're going to talk all about that.
Yay.
Yeah. Sounds exciting.
Yeah. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk March Madness. This is our last episode of March.
Well, it is the end of March, yeah.
That's how that works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we've been having an ongoing March Madness, if you weren't aware. And each week we picked a different theme. So our first week was snack item and Dole Whip one. Our second was Dark Ride and Pirates one. Our third was Entertainment Option, Fantasmic one, that one. And our final one was Thrill Mountain Ride.
It was the mountains.
It was the mountains. And Splash won that one, like narrowly skin of its teeth.
Yeah, it's a close one.
Splash Mountain has teeth. But yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a rabbit. Rabbits have teeth. Yeah.
Bear.
Yeah,
bear. Fox.
It's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this week was the best of the best, favorite Disneyland
final
item.
Four.
The final four. And we had like maybe by one point...
One vote.
Yes. Each vote was a point in my mind. But one vote, Fantasmic is our winner of March Madness. What would you have picked from those four?
I'm a rides guy.
Yeah.
I would probably either go for one of the rides.
Yeah.
Either Pirates is really good.
Yeah.
And Splash Mountain's
really fun too.
Yeah. I don't know.
These were four excellent things. Yeah. If I was picking just one, we didn't vote, obviously, but I would have probably voted for Pirates. Yeah, we did not vote. So fantastic. I mean, don't get me wrong. Love Fantasmic.
A little bit of a Cinderella story.
Oh, I come from behind.
You know, Disney.
Disney Cinderella story. No, I got it.
March Madness, they talk about Cinderella story.
Yeah, it's Disney. Okay. Cinderella
never
didn't make
mind.
The list.
Never mind.
Okay. Another thing we talk top of show is a nerd thing you're currently into. Brandon, what's your nerd thing that's kind of catching your attention and stuff like that this week?
Well, I've been playing my way through the Uncharted series, and I started up Uncharted 3.
Mm.
And like we said before, it has a little bit of a Disney connection because Tom Holland is actually currently filming the movie adaptation.
Right.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Yeah. No.
All that good stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah.
Not
a Cinderella story.
No. No. It's more of a knockoff Indiana Jones story.
Yeah. Also Disney owned, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my nerd thing, I actually have two. I have two current nerd things.
Yeah?
Yeah. So first of all, you surprised me.
Uh-oh.
Yes, with a pop figure that I didn't think I was ever going to get. I was so excited, so happy at the Disneyland, the castle, the 65th anniversary one. And that surprised me. Showed up here this week, so that was really exciting.
Nice and big one for you.
Yeah, I like it. It's right beside my Matterhorn one that I got for my birthday that you gave me. So now I now have tie for favorite pop figures. And my other one is all through March, I've been doing the Disney Bound Challenge. And I didn't think I'd do every day, but, you know, we're recording this on the 28th, and I've done every day so far. So may as well finish it up. Haven't done today's yet, though.
Yeah, we're still recording in pajamas. So.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But today's a fun one. Today's is bounding with buddies, and I'm looking at one of my dogs hatching a plan. So the ones I like go up on Instagram. The other ones just show up in the story, so they disappear after a bit. But it's been a lot of fun, and just seeing everyone else's is really cool, too.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I have a coworker who comes and sees me every morning trying to guess what I'm doing, so it's fun. And what are you currently drinking? You said we're recording in pajamas.
Yeah, it's the morning. It's another morning recording. So, yeah, just coffee.
Yeah, black coffee.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is delicious.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Nice, wake me up. I don't know if you can hear this. We actually have one of our cats is laying between us right now, purring loudly every once in a while.
Yeah, he's helping.
So if you hear a loud purring sound, we apologize. This is Duke.
Mm-hmm.
What's his full name, Brandon?
Archduke Fluffy Pants III.
There was never a first or second.
No.
He's like, what?
He's a handsome
prince. He is a handsome prince, so he's helping record. We also watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier, episode 2, yesterday. What was your initial gut, spoiler-free reaction?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Full stop, end of story.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
it's got humor and character development, and yeah.
Yep.
It's good.
We saw a lot this time of what I was most excited for in it, which was like the well, I don't know if camaraderie is the right word.
It's the antagonistic buddy cop
style between the two of them.
Where they don't get along, but they still like each other, but begrudgingly.
Yeah. I like you because I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that one, if you haven't checked it out yet, we're only two episodes in, go watch it.
It works really well. Yeah.
And the quality of the action scenes and everything like that is, like, boggling my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a TV show.
They definitely spent the money on it.
They sure did.
That's
sure
good. Did. No, really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we need to do it every week, but we also started watching the Mighty Ducks Game Changers series.
Yes, well, we did just talk Mighty Ducks last week, so let's...
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Oh my goodness. I was so pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
We kind of turned it on a whim. We're like, maybe we'll watch it at some point.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
We don't need to watch it when it first comes
out.
Let's
watch the first episode and see what a priority it's going to be.
I don't know. But yeah, it was actually pretty good.
I know. I really enjoyed that.
Still kind of cheesy and whatever, but like in a good way.
Yes, exactly. Hey, I'm someone who watched all of Glee more than once. Okay, I don't mind the cheesiness here.
Yeah.
But it was done well.
No, it's cute.
Yeah. One of my grade 11 students, when he was leaving school on Friday, was telling me how excited he was because he was going to go home and watch Game Changers. And I was explaining to him how we watched all three. And he's like, oh, I love those movies. And they're terrible. that pretty much sums it up.
Yep.
So this is just, I think it's such a nice nod for all the nostalgia people, but it's a completely different story.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
No, and it works.
Yeah. I really liked it. Okay, so I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. All right, I have a few news items for you today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go from smallest news to biggest news.
Probably a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we haven't mentioned yet, this has been going on for a few days now, and it's going to continue on till Easter. We have the Eggstravaganza is going on in Downtown Disney right now.
That's punny.
It is. It's a punny name. Yes. So they've done this before, and of course in the parks, when they have, you know, the eggs hidden throughout the parks and you go and find them, it's like a little treasure hunt, scavenger hunt kind of deal. But they now have it going on at Downtown Disney. So you're walking around and you have an egg that looks like Minnie Mouse or Pluto or something like that. So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. If you're hanging out in Downtown Disney, if you didn't get tickets to your Touch of Disney,
right,
it gives you something to do while you're shopping and spending money.
Or didn't have the funds to get tickets to Touch Disney.
Yes, also
it's
that.
Not a cheap ticket.
It's not. Sold out very quickly,
yeah,
though.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing.
So that does give you something to do while you're waiting for the parks to open. And then we have just a few more updates have come out regarding Disneyland itself opening. The Grand Californian Hotel is set to open the day before. Now we know for sure on the 29th. We don't have words on the other two hotels yet. A hotel stay does not guarantee a ticket.
Yeah, which is interesting because in Florida, when they reopened, any hotel guests were guaranteed a reservation.
Or at least priority, nothing.
Nothing. And that's an expensive hotel night.
Very expensive hotel, and it's not really, don't get me wrong, that looks like we've never stayed at the Grand California. It looks like a lovely, beautiful hotel, but it is a very expensive hotel stay. You're not really any closer than you are at some of the Good Neighbor hotels that are, you know, right across the street and things like that. So you're really paying a lot.
Well, if you don't even have a ticket, it doesn't matter how close you are. I wouldn't book a reservation without a ticket. And tickets are so up in the air right now.
They
really
are.
It's very strange.
It is very strange. You need a ticket and a reservation. So for example, it doesn't apply to us. We're not Californian residents because it is Californian residents only when it opens.
No word on how they're going to enforce that.
Yeah.
Or if they'll be able to enforce that, but that's the state guidelines and Disney has put that on their website
right.
as well.
So some theories, for example, we have Canadian resident tickets, mm-hmm. so we have to bring our passports to show. Well, if you are purchasing, so for example, the SoCal tickets they had before, you would have to have, they'd look at your,
postal
your area
code.
Yeah.
Zip code.
Zip code. Yeah. States, right? Zip code. So that would be one way. Are there ways around this? Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that would be the only way I can think of is where's your credit card and your ID and stuff like that from? If it's Californian, then I guess you're in. So Californian residents only. You do need a reservation as well as your ticket. You can stay at the Grand California, but it doesn't guarantee anything. Mm-hmm. Of course, the other ones are just reiterating, masks and 6 feet apart. It has come out. They haven't specified any attractions that are going to be closed, of course, other than, the shows, the parades, the fireworks, which we all knew. there's been some conjecture that Finding Nemo is probably not going to. They haven't specifically said, but in my mind, that's logical.
Yeah, that one, like, because you're in an enclosed little box and circulating air and stuff like that. So who knows? Yeah. But I,
But the other one that they've mentioned is the Haunted Mansion, and that is set to open.
Yep, put some circles on the floor for the stretching room elevator, and away you go.
Yeah. So,
because in Florida's Haunted Mansion, they just had the doors open for the stretching room, but in Disneyland, it's an actual elevator, so that's
imperative.
Not an option.
You need it to get into the attraction. Yeah. It's a thing. So, it's looking pretty good. Now, the way California rates are, they're going much better than Alberta rates right now, quite frankly. That's, of course, in the red tier. Who knows where they'll be actually by April 30th. But orange tier, that might loosen up a little bit.
And going great guns on vaccinations, so that always helps.
So that's awesome. Yeah, so lots of fun news that way. It's getting pretty exciting. But then the big news, the one that dropped this week, the crazy one.
Well, this is really crazy.
This is like COVID stuff notwithstanding. This is probably the biggest news to come out of Disneyland in, well, many years. There is a huge new expansion that has been announced.
Well, is it huge? We don't know.
That too. The announcement was huge.
They're going to build some stuff.
And rebuild some stuff and change some stuff.
So maybe you should just read what the actual release was, because it's pretty vague.
It is super vague. So this is basically, they're calling it Disneyland Forward. And what the announcement is they are starting plans with the city for a possible new development. There's a whole lot of caveats in all of this, right?
Legalese.
Starting, possible, eventually, all of these things. They're being not specific at all. It says, thinking big and leading the way is both our legacy and our best path forward. Now is the time to be bold, to dream, to believe, and to lead. Yep.
Sorry,
so you can see, like, yeah, no, cheese, full cheese, yeah. Hey, mouse is the center. Of course it's going to be full of cheese. Okay. There's a whole lot of details here. Some highlights. Disneyland is not going to expand its actual physical footprint. Some new attractions, entertainment, and retail options. They're looking specifically at, I believe it's the Toy Story Land parking structure. They're looking, that's a big long, or parking lot, sorry, it's not a structure. Big, huge piece of flat land. I think we're going to be saying goodbye to it.
Yeah.
So that is basically the largest part that we still have available. The other big news, Disney is not seeking any public funding for Disneyland Forward, and we are simply working with the city and community to update our existing approvals to allow for integrated development to be located and built throughout Disney properties. They are specifically saying that they're not releasing a lot of details. I mean, they're not even expecting to get approvals for these things until, like, 2023.
Yeah, well, developments take time, and you have to go through approvals. And
right.
I think it speaks in here somewhere about how a lot of these approvals, like, started in the 90s.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Some of the initial things were brought forward in the 90s. Now, I want to talk just about what you think about this, but some of the things that are possibilities, when people who know the parks more than I do have, you know, glared at this map, and then scrutinized all the information, and then also on the website it mentions certain possibilities, but it's very much worded that these are possibilities.
Yeah.
Is the way that they're taking inspiration from other parks. So namely the big one, Tokyo Disney Sea. They are looking at a Frozen attraction or area. Tangled.
Frozen is very popular.
Yep. Tangled.
Tangled is sneaky popular.
Mm-hmm. And that one is kind of cool because you get the tower and stuff like that. And here's the one that I think is the coolest. A Peter Pan area with another boat ride following the Lost Boys. And I say, take me to Skull Island is basically the gist here. Yeah, so those ones. They were looking at Shanghai Disneyland might be an inspiration for Zootopia.
Ah.
Which is pretty cool. That would be like a nice immersive kind of thing.
Well, so they do talk about immersion a lot in this release.
They really did.
And I think if they lean into that for everything, like,
yeah, this is gonna go.
You look at their recent expansions, Star Wars, Batuu, immersive, Pandora in Disney World, immersive, and people spend more money that way.
100%. I mean, I like to think I'm, you know, my head's on my shoulders pretty straight and everything like that. But when it comes to spending money in a fully immersive, like, just take it. Like, take my money. I'm fine. I don't want to choose between which one I want. I will do it all.
Disney owns Futurama now, so that's a Disney meme now.
That is a Disney meme now. The other one that I haven't heard quite as much about, but definitely looks, because of the way it butts up against California Adventure, that Toy Story Land at Disney Hollywood Studios seems like a natural fit for that. Now, there's not even word on if this is going to become a third park. If it is, it would be a small one.
Right. They don't have a lot of room.
They don't. Or if it would be attractions integrated into the two existing parks, or if it would be more like resort style feel kind of things. What do you think about all this?
I wouldn't be surprised if they were focused on building a resort feel. Yeah. Like, there's three Disneyland hotels.
Yep.
With the three different price levels, basically. Disney World has, like, a whole bunch of them.
Right.
And they bring in a lot more funds. Like,
it's true.
You have a door-to-door Disney experience in Florida much more commonly.
Yeah.
And I think they're losing a lot of money that way, not having that in Disneyland.
It's true.
It was never set up that way. It's not really their fault. But I wouldn't be surprised if they want to try and recreate that a little bit as best they can in California.
Right. So you're not going to have the whole thing spread out, but if you make it immersive enough, that would be, like, super cool. And, of course, there's other, you know, looking at different entertainment options, looking at different retail elements, things like that. One thing that's interesting is we talk a lot about Disneyland itself not having a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have actual empty plots and things like that on Downtown Disney. You have this big, huge parking space with the Toy Story parking lot. And I think what they're really trying to do here is use their space more effectively.
Right.
Which is super smart. Now, it has, in the press release, it did say that they were looking at possibly redoing some favorites. If you are concerned about that, maybe get to the parks when you can and ride those things.
Mm.
Right? Because, you know, things might change, as they always do. I think you've got a few years.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be time, and they'll announce these things. But yeah. Disneyland was always meant to change.
That was Walt's whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think one day we'll do an episode just about, like, the Splash Mountain thing. But that was what I kept coming back to as well. Walt specifically said it was always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, big news.
Yeah,
big news.
I think that's very exciting. And super exciting. I'm looking forward to actually getting some details on
it. I know, right? It's all just conjecture right now, but really exciting. Oh, and the last thing, I know this news thing is going on, but it's big news.
Mm.
This is super interesting coming. Well, we're still in a pandemic. I know it's... You know, things are opening up and stuff like that in California. We are still in a pandemic that Disney has lost. Everyone has lost a significant amount of money, I am sure.
Yeah. I mean, Disney was okay because they were able, they released Disney Plus at the mm-hmm. right time, and they able to get a lot of subscribers for that. So that kind of saved their bacon a little bit.
Yeah.
But like,
stop the hemorrhaging.
The amount of money that they didn't take in because the parks have been closed the world for months and months at a time is... Yeah. In the billions.
And even the ones that weren't closed.
Multiple billions.
You know, the reduced capacity and everything like that. Absolutely. You know, they're doing fine with merch, I think. But even that, you know, if you're not in the park, you're not buying the park merch.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that works.
And delayed movies and
yeah. So this is interesting that they're announcing this while we're still in a pandemic. I think it's super optimistic.
Yeah. Well, there's pent-up demand. And I think the economy is going to get restarted pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's not going to be a slow start, I don't think.
No.
Well, how quickly did Touch of Disney sell out?
Yeah.
Right? Like anything. People are just starving for it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's big news. Big, big news. And I think that takes us to our main topic today. At the park. Can you believe we're doing an At the Parks thing finally with a current... At the park news, something going on at a park.
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
It is really exciting. Super exciting. And something we haven't actually gotten to do since we started this whole
podcast. We pretended and thought about history. And
look back. Yeah, definitely. Projected, things like that. But now there's actually something going on at the parks. Even more exciting, of course. We'll have... Parks open soon.
There's people walking around California Adventure now.
All of California Adventure.
Enjoying a churro or
yeah.
a Monte Cristo.
Many things.
Or a turkey leg.
Yeah. stuff Dole Whip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Dole Whip cotton candy. Can I explain to you how much I want Dole Whip cotton candy? It's like my two favorite things in the world. Oh, man. Okay. So let's back up here. First of all, let's pretend you don't know anything about Disney news right now. Brannon, can you tell me what A Touch of Disney basically is?
Well, it's in a reason for them to open up the park
yep.
to guests and charge them Disney prices to walk around a Disney yep. park. And they've set up some photo opportunities.
Yes, yeah.
The really interesting thing that I noted that was included in this is you get a photo pass.
Yep.
And they have socially distant photo pass photographers.
Totally unlimited photo passes included yeah. with the ticket.
And so you have all these photo stations set up, and you mm-hmm. can take your picture with Mater or...
Right. They do
Lightning
have Lightning McQueen and Mater
and
out in Cars Land.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, just the Paradise Pier with the Mickey's Wheel of Death in the background. That's just a fantastic view.
Oh, it's beautiful, yes. Yeah. Then they have... So Avengers Campus is not open during this.
No.
Let's just say that right up front. But along the wall, the scrim that they have mm-hmm. set up, they have really cool vintage-style looking posters, like backdrops, kind of.
Yeah, they're like...
For the Black Widow movie.
They're minimalistic character posters yeah. with like kind of their logo and
super
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So they have PhotoPass set up there. You have, you know, around all around Cars Land with the vistas and things like that. But they also brought out things like some float attraction pieces. So like Roz, for example, from the Monsters, Inc. She was...
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can take your picture with the uh-huh. big parade floats and things.
And then they also painted an Autopia car.
Yes,
and
yes.
had it sitting out on the walk because you park at the Mickey and Friends
yes,
parking
Yes, and
structure.
Parking is also included.
Yeah, that's all included, but you have to walk. They don't have the tram that
right.
they normally would have. Mm-hmm. And so they had some stuff set up along the way to entertain people on that somewhat long walk.
Yes, exactly. And so you can take your picture with the Autopia cars. You can take your picture with some other cars that they've brought out from...
Luigi's,
yeah, 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 exactly. So they've actually brought out some items like that where your photo pass would help with that.
But so mostly what you're doing is you're shopping and eating at this thing.
Yes.
You do get to see some characters as well. They have those set up.
Yep, very distant, but definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
Which and that, is super exciting.
Yeah, it's good. It helps bring the cast members back and mm-hmm. like brings that Disney energy that you expect when you go to a Disney park.
Well, so we've seen quite a few videos and quite a few images and things like that now of the characters. Let's just talk some of the ones you can see. So we've seen Pluto and Mickey. They kind of hang out around Paradise. Or sorry, I could tell the last time we were there. Pixar Pier stuff generally, it looks like.
So the one... They keep having characters under the Symphony Swings.
Right, and it's Band Concert Mickey is the one there.
Yeah, but they have Pluto's been there, Minnie's
yep.
been there, Daisy's been there.
Yep. Not but, Goofy, though. He's somewhere else.
Yeah, Goofy has his own little
special
spot.
Yeah, which is great.
but
Chip and Dale, I've seen them.
They seem to set up there, and it's quite distant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you kind of have to squint to see them, it almost looks like. But
yep.
it's a cool picture, anyway.
Yeah, and it's cool. This is Symphony Swings, right? Oh, and Joy and Sadness by the Emotional Whirlwind attraction, of course.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep. Which, apparently, they're there, like, even during non-pandemic, they sometimes come out and hang out there. So that makes sense. What about my favorite? I don't know if this is your favorite, but it's my favorite. The Goofy and Max.
Yeah. And they're sitting on a dock.
Yep.
Across like, the river area.
Yeah.
And they're fishing.
Yeah. If you haven't, seen a Goofy movie, but if...
I think I did, like, when it first came out.
Oh, perfect.
Like,
well,
yeah, I don't remember.
Goofy's done one of his sports things was fishing, but he has a whole thing in a Goofy movie about teaching Max the perfect cast. And it's this whole fishing thing is what they're doing. That's the whole theme of it. And, yeah, so he's teaching Max how to fish in this river, and it's fantastic. Except he keeps bringing up not fish.
Not fish. Underwear.
Mostly underwear.
Rubber chickens.
Yeah. Also, oh no, what is in that river?
No, that's fun. So the characters are fun.
Mm-hmm.
The photo opportunities are fun.
Totally.
And then you get to have legitimate Disney
yep.
food.
Yep.
So let's go through.
This is the big thing. So
yeah.
we do have stores that are open and items like that. You know, Buena Vista Street, but also into the rest of the park. Stores are open. There's lots of merchandise. It's super exciting. The focus here, though, is the food.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a lot. First of all, they're really focusing on mobile ordering, of course, but they also do have stations really to limit people like crowding around. You know, you order in one place, go pick up somewhere else, that kind
of
idea.
Limit the lines, yeah.
Specifically the carts. So here's a list of dining locations. Award Wieners is open.
Mm-hmm.
Carthay Circle Lounge, the Ghirardelli Soda Fountain and Chocolate Shop. Yeah. Smoke Jumpers Grill, Adorable Snowman Frosted Treats, Bayside Brews, Conchina Cucamonga Mexican Grill. They do have some, it looks like they're painting right now, but you do still have access
to that one. I like the name of that place. That's great.
I like it. The Cozy Cone Motel, Lamplight Lounge, Pacific Wharf Distribution Company, Poultry Palace, Rita's Baja Blenders, if you want a margarita.
Ooh, those margaritas
yes.
looked really good, yes.
And Sonoma Terrace, I believe, is open as well. But the new ones that are kind of like the marketplace items. Now, these are the ones that would be like the cart, I guess, or the booths. Very similar to Food and Wine.
Yeah, they kept quite a few of the booths.
We have some returning favorites here. Mm-hmm. So there's Delish. Now, this is pretty cool because this one is the one that has the classic Disney parks. You can get Walt's chili. You can get a Mickey waffle, right? They basically took people's favorites from different places, brought it to Delish. You have California Craft Brews is back. Here, they, of course, have the craft beer, but they also have the very famous pepperoni pizza rolls.
Egg rolls.
Pizza egg rolls. Yes.
Those look pretty
They're
good.
They're like spring rolls. Yeah. Look excellent. And that's, of course, every time I see something about when it was Food and Wine, and now, of course, this, that's the one people are, oh my God, they have these back. Apparently, they're delicious.
Which is interesting. Like, they seem very simple, but they look good.
Simple if you do it right, though.
And, I mean, pizza goes really well with beer, so.
Totally makes sense there. We have LA Style. We have Golden Dreams. We have Uncork California, if you're after some wine. Also, you can get a cheese plate there if you want something that's not, like, deep fried.
Little charcuterie board. Yeah, cool.
And Cluckadoodle Moo is another returning favorites. This one, we saw an image of chicken gumbo or video of chicken gumbo. That looks so good. Right.
I like some New Orleans food.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they have other carts set up. You have your churro carts, your, you know, cotton candy. Of course, popcorn. You have all of those, you know, classic favorite ones too. So pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a full year since you've been able to get most of these items.
Yeah, some have been available, you know, they brought to Downtown Disney or when Buena Vista Street opened, but then of course they had to reduce the dining element there. So if you have been craving any Disney food items, here you go. They even brought the Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
And the portion sizes on here. Yes, they are tasting items. Those do not look like tasting items. My goodness.
The one that really blew my mind was the sliders at the Lamplight Lounge.
Okay. Holy smokes.
So sliders are supposed to be like little mini burgers.
Like a little tiny two-bite thing.
And you order sliders at Lamplight Lounge, you get three of them. And they look like almost full-size burgers. Like, they are smaller than what I would consider a full-size burger, but they're huge.
They're
like at least four bites.
They are huge. And like really tall. Yeah, exactly. And don't get me wrong, Canadians have big portion sizes, but this is crazy. So yes, they are starter or sample sizes. And yes, they are Disney food item prices. But I feel like you're getting some bang for your buck with the portion size of these things.
Yep, and you're going to have to pick and choose because you're not going to be able to try everything.
No, you can't. So one thing we didn't mention is there is a $25 card that you get with your ticket. And you can't use it on alcoholic beverages, but you can use it on any non-alcoholic drink and the food items, of course. Yeah, you're not getting it all.
Well, price-wise, no. That would be like two items, basically.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, filling yourself up, you can't, you're only there 7 hours, 8 hours, I think it's open for. So
yes.
Even if you started right when they let you in and you started eating the whole time, you're not gonna have room for all this stuff.
No. So I actually think the $25 is a nice way to do it. I mean, with Food and Wine, they do the tabs. And so you're kind of like, oh, is it worth one of the tabs or not? Whereas here you can, buy a $4 drink.
And you can go to the marketplace kiosk and order from all of the carts.
Exactly.
And you put your $25 towards your total and then pay the difference.
Exactly. Yeah. No, so I think it works really well. It is open from 12 to 8. You were just mentioning that. It's just not enough time with the size of the food items and just how many there are. You're just not eating them all.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You can't stop. Yeah, it's you leave them wanting more.
You
can't do everything. And plus, you're trying to, like, see the different views and photo opportunities.
Yeah, you don't want to just rush and stuff your face. It's not fun. Like, enjoy being in the park.
I would say 8 hours there without any rides would be a very relaxing experience.
I think
you could
so.
You could do stuff that you wouldn't normally do because you were, like, worried about getting to Tower of Terror. Mission Break.
Yes.
Sorry.
Just doing the lap between the two. The other nice, well, of course, it's a significantly reduced capacity. If you're going, you're never going to see the park this empty again, I really hope.
Yeah.
So you get, like, enjoy your time there. Sit. And they have seating set up all over the place, some really cool photo op places. You know, sit in Cars Land against a license plate wall and sip your drink.
They have tables set up that they'll never have tables set up there again.
Yeah, you'll get so close to Grizzly Peak and things, and just really enjoy that. I think it's great. I know you said that it was a little steep for the price tag was a little steep. I would like it. I would love to do it.
I'm actually pleasantly surprised with what they managed to do with the limitations that were in place. It actually seems like pretty good.
I do feel like, yes, $75 is a lot, but once you, like, photo pass is expensive, parking is expensive, and then the $25 card on top of it, I think it totally makes sense. I actually do think you're getting bang for your buck.
For Disney prices, it's actually pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, yeah, for Disney prices, this is actually not as expensive. They could have charged $100 and still sold
out
very quickly.
Guaranteed. You're not
so it
wrong.
Is completely sold out. If you haven't gotten your tickets, I'm sorry.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, pretty much. I do really recommend checking out, if you're at all interested in this, checking out the YouTube videos is really nice. I really like it. I've been living vicariously through YouTubers.
since before the pandemic started, we were using YouTubers to plan our trip, basically. Yeah. And maybe we should do an episode on our, like, favorite YouTube channels
Should. Yeah, I really do think we should. This has been really nice, seeing their reactions and things like that. Like, I know, okay, I didn't cry watching them and everything, but, like, I could understand feeling emotional about that because it is this sense of a return to normalcy.
Yeah.
You're not there.
It's been a tough year, especially for, like, lots of people. We were lucky. We kept our jobs like, we're normal that way. But these people are, like, content creators and, like, all or a good chunk of their income depends on putting out YouTube videos based on a theme park that has been closed for a year.
Yeah, exactly. I even remember one of them saying, like, how many times can I do a merch search in Downtown Disney? But they did it. And there's, that ease of that, it must be kind of a relief. Yeah. And then, of course, you're there and you're surrounded by cast members. And cast members have such a place in Disney fans' hearts. And you see them being so happy and relieved. Well, of course, they've got their jobs back.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it makes sense. And so it's just really nice, I guess, is the idea. No one's out of the woods yet. I mean, here in Alberta, we're really not doing well at the moment. But there is, you know, light on the horizon. And I think Disney is doing really well on... They put everyone on the train to get to the light, I think. Yeah, so... I do recommend checking out YouTube, some of the close-ups on the food items and things like that.
Yeah,
it's super fun. Yeah.
It's really good.
So you don't know I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
If you were to pick just a couple food items that we've seen, or we haven't mentioned a whole lot of specifics here, but if you were to just pick a couple food items we've seen that you're like, yeah, I definitely want to try, that would be on my list, what would you pick?
Definitely the gumbo struck me as just awesome looking. That's my type of food.
Yeah.
A little bit of spice in there. That'd be really nice. And then, I don't know, what else? I would actually be really curious to try the sample size of the Monte Cristo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have a bit of trouble with the sweet and savory combination,
right?
But I would love to try it and see if I do like it or not.
So the way to do it would be a sample size.
Exactly.
That we could share, and then I would eat it when you decided you didn't like it.
That would be, I think.
Nice. Good choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monte Cristo, that would make my list. I've had Disney Monte Cristos, and I really like them. They do get to be a lot, and they're sweet, so it depends. You know, sometimes you're just not in the mood. I'm not in the mood for that. You're very rarely in the mood for that. So I do think a sample size might be a nice way to go. The s'mores shake. Yes.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was so nice. That's an Instagram item right there.
I don't know what it tastes like, but it's just Instagram fodder like crazy.
It looks beautiful. It sounds delicious. It's like vanilla and chocolate and graham cracker rim with graham cracker sticking out of it with marshmallows. Anyway, it looks beautiful.
The perfectly roasted of marshmallow course. On top.
Yeah, yeah, I want to know how they do that because that's crazy.
Just be a little kitchen torch, I'm sure. Easier to do than actually over a campfire.
So that, I think, would be high on my list. And then I'd be after the favorites. You know, I'd want a churro. They have a couple special ones, and I want a churro. I'd want the Dole Whip, of course, and Dole Whip cotton candy. A lot of sweet items, I think, but I'm not generally I have a sweet tooth, but I'm not like a crazy sweets. But yeah, these things just look fantastic. And they have the different types of mac and cheese. They have a couple. They have a bacon-topped one, and I'm a huge mac and cheese fan.
The carbonara,
That one.
That looked really good.
Looks really good. Mm. And then they have the Beyond Meat topped cheeseburger mac and cheese as well. So those kind of things might stave off a little bit. And, of course, the pizza egg rolls. Pizza spring rolls, I guess.
Basically, you can't choose, just like normal.
Just like normal. Yeah, but I did want the s'mores shake. Looks really good. Yeah, so definitely try some of those items. If you ever been craving your Disney items, hope you got a touch of Disney tickets. Before we move into, you know, chatting about how to contact us and all that kind of fun stuff, we've talked before about Disney Assembled, which is another podcast group.
Yeah, so...
And they're also on Magic of the Mouse Radio like we are.
Yep. Nice father-daughter combo.
Yes.
I like that. But they've made us really mad. Not actually. it's a little funny to make a Canadian mad. I think you just have to like call into question their hockey honor something. That's about the only thing that would do.
John Candy, one of the John Candy movies. They did a spiel about that right there. No, it was making fun of the beer.
Yeah,
he was like, "Oh, this they're making fun of the anthem and the flag and everything like that at a hockey game." And he's like, "And you know what else? Their beer isn't all that great. Like, it wasn't even that insulting." And everyone turns and gasps and they have to run away. they actually did do a really cool episode. It's what reason I wanted to shout them out, first of all, it is their 1 year anniversary.
Nice.
Like yesterday or something. But their episode they did just before that was in honor of Women's History Month. And
which was March, and
we're almost out of that now. So I just wanted to, you know, hats off to that as well. They were talking about female focused attractions in the Disney parks.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we had mentioned both Mad Tea Party and Small World, not because necessarily, you know, the girls in it or anything like that, but because of Mary Blair's influence, who, when we're talking women's history in Disney, you've got to talk Mary Blair. So, you know, March is almost done. Definitely wanted to mention.
Very cool.
Yeah, mention them. And yes, we are not actually mad.
No, not at all. Made us giggle.
And made me squeal, laugh, and Brandon got mad at me for giggling in his ear, and it was a whole thing. But
I'm going to go deaf one of these days with your giggle in my ear.
High-pitched giggle. Yes. So, you know, happy birthday to them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to touch a Disney, though. They haven't mentioned it.
Yeah.
Anything to add about this event?
No. Enjoy if you get to go.
Yeah.
Or just watch YouTube videos if you can't.
Yeah.
And just dream of returning to normalcy.
I know. What was really cool item that you can do while you're dreaming, which I did, is they have, over and over again, it's been talked about what greatest soundtrack they have going on during this event right now. And they do have, someone made a Touch of Disney playlist on Spotify that I've been listening to. And I don't know if a lot of it is, I think, the same versions of the different songs that they have playing, but not all of it. So another way I'm living vicariously. So while you're dreaming, maybe listen to that music. That brings us to trivia. So last week we were chatting about Mighty Ducks. Quack. Quack.
Quack.
Do you know they used to quack?
They used to quack, yeah.
That's adorable.
Game changers.
Yeah, so good. I asked you some questions. You did really well. I will just say that right now.
Well, we had just watched all the movies.
We had just watched Alice in Wonderland before I asked you what name of her cat was, and you got that wrong.
That's
so
true. I remembered it started with a D. That's fine. Whatever.
Okay. First question I asked you was Gordon's license plate in the first movie. This is what you said.
Oh, Just Win.
Just Win. Absolutely. Good job. You just got it right. Okay. The second question I asked about the second movie. I had a thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I asked what minor league team Gordon Bombay played for between Mighty Ducks 1 and 2. You see the like... in the flashbacky sequence, a lot of slow motion going on in that.
It was like the Minnesota Waves or something like that.
And it is the Waves. You were right. Good job. And then the last one. I specifically asked you a really tough one because you were doing too well.
Yeah.
In the third one, Charlie says he's allergic to something. This is what you said.
He's allergic to losing. I don't know.
It is nuts.
That's nuts.
That's nuts. He says that when he's trying to impress the girl and she says, oh, I barely know you. So he lists off a bunch of things about himself.
Yeah, see, I kind of probably tuned that part out because it was dumb. So, I don't know.
Oh, it was cute. Yeah. So yes, Charlie is allergic to nuts, apparently.
That'd be a terrible allergy.
It's true. Peanut butter?
Yeah. Mm,
it's like my favorite thing. Okay, so 2 for 3. Good job.
Yeah. That's
pretty good.
Yeah. So I kind of have a little bit of a grab bag of trivia questions for you this week.
Okay.
But it's going to be focused on the parks.
Mm-hmm. Because we're at the parks.
Since we're at the parks and we're getting closer to reopening those parks. But prior to COVID-19, mm-hmm. Disneyland has only been closed 3 times.
Okay.
Can you name at least 2 of the reasons for the closure?
I know they were closed on September 11th.
Yeah. I'll give you that one. I mean, everything closed down.
Yeah, that's why I know that one.
Yeah.
I remember reading this when they were first closing the parks because it was like crazy.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, we're going to close for, I don't know, like
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh. And that was insane because they'd only been closed like X number of days before that. Another one, I think they were closed after JFK's assassination.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
I also feel like there was a fire or something, but I'm going to go with JFK assassination and September 11th.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, second question. You may know that cast members, they have their little name tags, and you're supposed to be on first name basis with all the cast members.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the same name as someone else working in your department,
that
would cause a bit of confusion. So what do they do with these duplicate name situations?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, what do you think they do? I don't know.
Is it like a nickname they put there?
A nickname?
Or they get to choose another name that hasn't been done and that like becomes like their name while they're at work, like they're like a nickname.
Might be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, like a historic name or something, like a just a name that isn't being used right now. The next one in. The first one gets to keep their name, the second one who's hired doesn't.
By seniority.
Yeah, yeah. Seniority.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense, yeah. Just
I have no idea why that thing
Very interesting.
Yes, okay. Curious to know the answer to that.
And keeping it in the cast member theme,
mm-hmm.
the poor fur mascots.
Yes.
I've actually worn a mascot costume. Mm-hmm. It's not super comfortable. not a Disney mascot.
No,
but
I'm sure
like,
those are probably a little bit better quality.
it was good quality. It had
good.
A fan in the head.
Oh,
good. I wore ice packs and stuff, but it's still not the most comfortable situation to be in. So keeping that in mind, uh-huh. what is their work limit time between breaks?
Oh, my goodness. I have read this before somewhere.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I remember it.
Well, give your best guess.
In the California heat, it can't be very long.
Well, so I will say that they have different limits for if it's inside or outside.
Right, right.
And also a temperature cutoff.
Interesting. Okay. So you want me to just guess a random?
Yeah, just guess.
20 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes.
Cool.
Sure. I don't know.
Well,
15 seems too short. 30 seems too long.
Yeah. I guess you'll just have to tune in next week and find out.
I guess so. Hmm. Those are really interesting. I love finding out stuff. Like, you always pick really good trivia questions. I generally don't get them right, but I like knowing it.
Yeah. I just try and get knowledge more than challenge your knowledge.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, if you think you know the answer to those, feel free to contact us on our social media. Or through our website, you can also suggest some trivia. And also, thank you for everyone who did vote for our Disneyland March Madness.
Yeah,
that was super fun.
It was really fun. And congrats to Fantasmic.
Yeah.
Which is a good show.
It really is. All 4 of these, I know you're not a Dole Whip fan, but all 4 of these I was super happy with.
I just don't like pineapple. I like the idea of Dole Whip. And
yeah.
The other flavors, like the vanilla.
Yeah,
and
or
swirls,
like the lemon ones they do. That would actually be really nice.
Looking forward to trying some of those.
They do a lemon, well, you can get this at Touch of Disney right now. They do a lemon pineapple swirl, which I think might be the most refreshing idea on the planet. Like, does that not sound
very
delicious?
Very citrusy.
So, you know, they all excellent things, and congratulations to Fantasmic. This was better than basketball, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That basketball stuff's still going on, whatever.
So that's our show for today. Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for our awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find us on social media, Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. We'd love to hear from you. You can find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including, but not limited to, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, among others. Please review our podcast. That would be fantastic if you could jump on Apple and give us a little review. We will read your review on the air, especially if it's 5 stars. Subscribe. If you know someone who might like the podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you could recommend Disney A to them. See, oh. I said the A.
Oh, question mark.
Yeah, yeah. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio on Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern with replays on Wednesday and Friday also at 4. You can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. Join us next week when we're heading back into our Decades episode to chat about Disney in the 1960s. So we kind of missed our Decades episode in March because of all the Marvel.
Yeah, we went a little heavy on the Marvel, but that's okay.
Yeah,
so Marvel's fun.
Marvel's super fun. So we're going back to the 1960s, and a lot's going on in Disney at the 1960s. So this is going to be an information-packed episode. So until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Just take it. Like, take my money. I'm fine.